At any given moment, there's a flurry of different voices in our heads, all competing for our attention. I like to think of them as patterns, mental routines we've learned over time to help us move through the world. We've learned some of these patterns so well, we don't even recognize them anymore. We follow them automatically. This meditation is about working with our self-criticizing patterns, the ones that love to tell us what we did wrong, what we shoulda, coulda, woulda done better, or that we're not good enough. Like any pattern, it is possible to step out of these thought loops. The key is simply to notice that they're happening. Today, we're going to bring our attention to these inner voices and patterns, not to try and stop them, but to practice noticing them. It's important to note, we're not trying to fix our inner critics or make them go away. The more we try to fight our troublesome thoughts, the stronger they become. Instead, when we learn to notice the pattern, to observe what's going on in our minds and bodies, we give ourselves space to disidentify, to remember that this is just a thought. We don't have to follow it. Let's give it a try. Take a moment to settle into your posture. You can be seated, standing, or lying down. Whatever makes you feel both attentive and at ease. Take a deep breath in. And let it out, feeling your body settle in deeper as you exhale. Think of this as an adventure, a chance to explore your own experience and start to make peace with your noisy old inner critic. The trick is to stay open, playful, and curious. Start off by bringing your attention to a part of your experience that often goes unnoticed, your background commentary, aka your thinking mind. Sometimes it's gabbing away, and sometimes it's quiet. It can be very subtle. For some people, it shows up as a chatting voice. For others, it's more like images or a silent movie playing in the background. What do you notice right now? What kind of commentary do you have going on? Remember, the key to working with any pattern is first to notice it. This commentary is often happening unconsciously, and we react to it without realizing it's driving our actions. So try to listen to it with an attitude of openness and even amusement, like you're people watching inside your own head. What's it saying? Or what's it showing you? What kind of tone does the inner talk have? If you find yourself distracted by external sensations or sound, no worries. Gently bring your attention back to the presence or absence of commentary in your head. Now I invite you to call to mind a moment in your recent past where you were unnecessarily hard on yourself. Choose a moment when your inner critic was on loudspeaker in your mind, even if it was for something small, like knocking over a glass or forgetting your keys. See the moment clearly in your mind. Now notice how your background commentary is responding to that memory. What pattern of inner dialogue or images is coming up for you? Do you notice any specific self-critiques or judgment? What emotions does this inner narrative bring up when you hear it? Maybe feelings of frustration, embarrassment, shame. Try to observe the pattern with a sense of open curiosity. Remember, there is nothing wrong with you for having these thoughts. They are totally normal. A learned routine you picked up along the way. Just observe. What's the voice saying? Whose voice does it remind you of? What kind of story is it creating? Notice what's happening in the body. The real telltale sign of the inner critic is contraction. Maybe tension in the back or chest, tightness in the jaw or shoulders, maybe a general sense of uneasiness. It could be extremely subtle. Instead of trying to fix the discomfort or make it go away, see if you can observe it without identifying with it. It's not personal, it's just a pattern. Notice how it changes from moment to moment, like you're watching a cloud move through the sky. As you watch what's happening in your mind and body, see if you can find anything interesting about it, anything familiar or fascinating. Keep observing with a sense of openness and curiosity. Now bring your attention back to your breathing with a deep inhale all the way into your belly and let it out. Feel your body softening on the exhale. The key to working with your inner critic in meditation or in everyday life is to notice when the pattern arises. The more familiar you are with it, the less influence it has over you. The goal is not to fix it or make it go away. It's simply to observe it. And remember, it's not personal. That voice is not you, nor is it a reflection of your truth or your capacity or worth. It's just a pattern, and you don't have to follow it. In time, we can learn to not take it so seriously and maybe even make friends with it. Keep observing, keep practicing.